are listening to Real World News.
20 years after the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, the United Nations World Summit on Sustainable Development, to be held in June in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, will focus on trade and commodification of nature, says Silvia Ribeiro of the ETC Group. The ETC Group is an international organization dedicated to the analysis of socio-economic and ecologic issues and their link with the new technologies. They especially focus on the impacts of technology on indigenous peoples, rural communities, and biodiversity. On April the 13th and the 14th, a seminar called Green Capitalism, Agriculture and Forest was organized in the Universidad Andina Simón Bolívar in Quito, Ecuador, by the Third World Environmental Research. Rio World Radio's correspondent in Costa Rica, Henry Picado, participated in the activity and recorded parts of Silvia Ribeiro's presentation. The seminar focused on analyzing the environmental, economic, and political scenario at the Conference of the Parties, the COP to the United Nations Convention on Climate Change, to be held at the end of the year in Qatar. Another important issue was the reordering of discourse in the international environmental debates ahead of the UN World Summit on Sustainable Development in Rio de Janeiro, also known as Rio+20. The conference marks the 20th anniversary of the UN Conference on Environmental Development held in the same city, also known as the Earth Summit or ECO92. According to the analysis of the seminar, at multilateral level there is a financial speculative approach of nature, dubbed as green economy, which is promoted by big transnational corporations, international financial institutions, and several governments. From this point of view, nature offers a wide variety of businesses, which are seen in a positive way at the time of economic crisis. The United Nations Environment Programme report on green economy focuses on three main subjects: investment in natural capital, which includes agriculture, forests, water, and fisheries, energy efficiency and resource use, and transition to green economy. In an interview with Rio World Radio, Ribeiro said these approaches to commodify nature translate into the displacement of communities and the exploitation of natural goods by big corporations and governments. She talks about how these actors use new technologies such as geoengineering, nanotechnology, and bioterror for this purpose.
You are listening to Real World News.